Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum Infrastructure Review dieses Jahr. Wir haben wie immer von ganz vielen Teams ganz viele Zahlen zusammengetragen, die wir euch jetzt gerne präsentieren wollen.
Genau, nach 4 Tagen DPN geht es langsam zum Ende.
Geht sich dem Ende zu. Wie hat es denn euch gefallen? Hattet ihr Spaß?
Oh, wer kommt denn da?
Oh, wir haben Post gekriegt.
Genau, ihr habt einmal Post bekommen.
Eilbrief.
Chaos-Post.
Vielen Dank, liebe.
Einmal bedanken wollten.
Vielen Dank, liebe Chaos-Post. Ein Applaus für die Chaos-Post.
Vorlesen?
So, wer will es einmal vorgelesen haben? Kleine gute Nachtgeschichte. Von der Chaos-Post. Chaos-Post bedankt sich für ein großartiges Event. Wir möchten uns auch bedanken für die UV-Installation. Die machte das Identifizieren von Karten, bei denen Nachrichten und Adresse in UV geschrieben waren, deutlich einfacher. Sondermeldung. Bilaterales Chaos war im Sondereinsatz. Es wurde ein Antrag zugestellt. Ja, halt so ein Antrag. Und auch die positive Antwort wurde zurückübermittelt. Glückwunsch von der Chaospost.
Ja. Wir würden dann mal weitermachen mit unserem ersten OC, und zwar das Team Content würde gerne ein paar Sachen zu dem sagen, was sie denn auf dieser GPN so angestellt haben.
Ja, hallo zusammen. Ich hoffe, wir haben noch kein Bild. Juhu, wir haben Bild.
Und jetzt haben wir auch Content.
Genau, als erstes mal mit den obligatorischen Nummern. Wir haben 155 Sessions gehabt von 134 SpeakerInnen. 102 Unique Talks, kann sich jeder ausrechnen, wie viel da vielleicht doppelt vorgekommen sind. 34 Unique Workshops, 13 Unique Meetups. Und eine nicht näher bekannte Anzahl Self-Organized Sessions irgendwo im Gelände. Erstmal schon mal vielen, vielen Dank an alle SpeakerInnen und Speaker und alle, die sonst beteiligt waren an den Sessions. Um das Ganze zu organisieren, was natürlich auch kein so ganz kleiner Task war, haben wir insgesamt 1196 E-Mails an die SpeakerInnen geschickt und wir hatten von euch ungefähr 660 Workshop-Reservierungen. Augenblick, alles der Reihe nach. Genau, wir hatten 4 Lyra-Talks. Und ganz wichtig, die Lyra-Talks gleichmäßig verteilt über alle Tage. Nicht, dass wir ein Problem mit zu viel Waffelkeksen auf einmal bekämen. Ja, noch ein paar weitere Zahlen. Wir hatten insgesamt bisher 38 Release-Candidate-Fahrplan-Versionen. Bis gerade eben 13 Uhr, glaube ich. Ich hoffe, dass das Team Content die erste Version des stabilen GPN 21 Fahrplans heute gegen 16 Uhr releasen kann. Und ihr hattet sehr viel Interesse an unserem Programm dieses Jahr. Wir hatten so das ein oder andere Mal ein klitzekleines DDoS-Problem hier im Medientheater. Wir haben Gott sei Dank eine fähige oder eine sehr gute Premium-Leitstelle am Trolldesk gehabt, die uns immer spontan haufenweise Trolle vorbeigeschickt haben, um dann in kürzester Zeit diese über 200 Leute hier im Medientheater austauschen zu können. Mindestens der Marodor-Talk und der eine oder andere Lyra-Talk und natürlich die Demoszene haben das geschafft. Ich weiß nicht, welche ich noch alle vergessen habe. Auf alle Fälle, wir hatten sehr oft einen, der Talk ist überbesetzt dieses Jahr. Ich glaube, wir müssen uns da was überlegen. Genau, an dieser Stelle vom Team Content, vielen Dank an alle Beteiligten, an die SpeakerInnen, an die Trolle, insbesondere auch die Crowd-Control-Trolle, die hier teilweise sehr, sehr kurzfristig eingespannt wurden, um irgendwie euch hier rein und raus zu bekommen, ohne dass es da größere Unfälle gibt. Vielen Dank auch an Zwok, die das ganze Programm, ja, ohne mich umzubringen, gestreamt und recorded haben, weil wir hätten nicht einen Talk mehr reinbekommen. Genau. Und Werbung, wir suchen für nächstes Jahr dringend Trolle, die dieses Mädchentheater auf vielleicht 400 Plätze oder so erweitern können. Soll ich weitermachen?
Ja, und damit gehen wir gleich weiter zum nächsten OC. Margot, du machst aber, glaube ich, soweit ich weiß, gleich weiter.
Genau, wir haben noch ein bisschen Presse und Social Media. Wir hatten dieses Jahr das erste Jahr, okay, das erste Jahr eine eigene Fediverse-Instanz, Social Gulasch CH, mit GoToSocial am Laufen, um dezentral mit euch kommunizieren zu können, um unseren Teams die Möglichkeit zu geben, in die große, weite, dezentrale Fedi-Welt hinaus tröten zu können. Genau. Dazu ein paar Statistiken. Wir haben 143 Posts vom großen GPN-Account gehabt, 570 Follower, wo seid ihr alle? Also da geht, glaube ich, noch ein bisschen mehr. Genau. Bis heute. Wir werden euch da auch natürlich noch weiter mit Infos versorgen zur GPN, zur nächsten GPN. Genau. Ja, dieselben Zahlen nochmal. Und ganz wichtig, nahezu eine unmessbare Anzahl an Meme-Retweets, die der Trolldesk initiiert hat. Vielen Dank auch nochmal an dieser Stelle an den Trolldesk für ihre Recruiting-Memes.
I have just been informed that we started this infrastructure in the wrong language. We were in fact supposed to hold it in English. Oops. We have just asked all the team leads presenting to try and figure that out. Sorry if we will slip into German at some point. It'll just happen.
So Margot, you've done it successfully two times. Would you like to try it a third time?
Yeah, I think there is a third thing coming up. This year we at first had the GPNV, the Gulasch Personennahverkehr, which all of you probably already have tried and will try again later. Nope. Yeah, sometime during the GPN preparation earlier this year, there was a press message coming up from VBK, which is saying they are doing big construction works this year. So I looked it up and I thought, beginning of June, that could be interesting. Yeah, that's what it is. So shut down all trams from ZKM to Hauptbahnhof during the GPN. So we started to look into it, what we can do. And this year, it's the first time we have our own GPN bus line running today between 12 and 16 o'clock between here and Hauptbahnhof. So you can all, hopefully find your way into your bed or another relaxing location after this GPN and have no worries how you get there. And while we are on it, we of course also built GERIS, the Gulasch Reisenden Informationssystem, for all Bahnbubble people here. I won't translate that also. So we are having some signs in the InfoBeamer on the monitors. We are having all around where you can go and which tram, which bus from which stop near the ZKM and HFG. We have somehow escalated some signs so you all find your way home and didn't get lost in the hot summer of Karlsruhe on a Sunday evening. So if you go out, we freshly put up a bunch of signs leading you to the Hauptbahnhof so you can find your way home. And the most important part last, some of you might know Traveling, a platform where you can track all your travels, etc. And thanks to the Traveling team, you can also check in only today only until 16 o'clock in our GPN shuttle bus. That will never be possible again this year. The line GPN just doesn't exist after that.
Give it up for Magau.
So, our next OC will be Heralding. Heralding didn't actually send us somebody to talk because they don't have anything important to say. All they want us to say is that, well, we had Herald, and every single talk had a Herald to accompany it. Yeah, so next, we will have the Merch Desk, who's also not here today.
So let me actually fill in for the Merch Desk. It's quite fitting, as I'm from Troll Desk and we are neighbors, if one might say so. Merch Desk was pretty successful this year. Never has been merch sold out so quickly. We actually sold around 2,500 items. There's a single t-shirt left, so if anyone would like a fitted S in lilac, like, head out now. And let's go, Johanna. Yes, and we have a bunch of hoodies left. So it's beginning of summer, you all need some warm clothes. So buy some hoodies. So,
Avara, I think the next one is also you.
Yes, it's Troll Desk, let's go. Or actually Trollhöhle, which is Troll Cave. The numbers I'm presenting are from 1:30, so pretty fresh. I have some pretty graphs for you, so if you could go like, ooh.
Ooh.
Ah.
Ah. Eh. No, wait.
Yes. Thank you so much. Because those graphs can be pretty overwhelming, I put them in numbers. We had... Yes. Oh, yeah. Again.
Ah.
This time, E?
Ooh!
You're trolling me.
Well,
yes.
I have to help keep GPN running, don't I?
Yeah, kind of.
Trolling is important.
Yes, please troll us more. Well, troll with us, troll us and troll with us, something in the middle. We had 573 active trolls, which is pretty damn amazing. We only had around 400 like 2 weeks ago. 792 trolls registered. The most tracked workload was 48 hours. Which, if you counted, like, there's 4 days of GPN, which is 12 hours per day. I have to preface this with the workload also includes build-up, so there's two more additional days, but please give it up for this troll. I think the troll knows who he is. We had 701 shifts planned. In total, 16.3 weeks of work was done. 1.22 weeks of work still has to be done, looking at all of you and the one in the stream. 5.74 weeks of work had to be filled in by hand, which is you show up at our desk and then we go like, okay, when did you work? What did you do? How much did you do? Which is quite amazing. It's work that is additional. Most importantly, the kitchen profited by this a lot. So I feel like the kitchen is quite happy about that number. And 74 trolls actually worked during peak at the same time. So we also have the troll system in graphs.
Oh, ah, hey.
Yes. And for numbers again, please now.
Okay, let's move on.
Yes. This year we introduced food vouchers. So if you trolled us or trolled with us for 4 hours, you could go and pick up a food voucher. And we handed out 502 food vouchers, which means 502 meals were provided for trolls. Thanks so much for the kitchen for the 502 meals for the helpers. Let's just do languages quickly because I know you like the themes. 345 of you have the troll system in German and 447 in English. Sadly, there's no other option available. The themes. 738 people have the troll system in dark mode. Is anybody surprised here? Show of hands. I don't see a single hand for the people watching in stream. And 23 people had it in light mode. I have to out myself as one of them. Yes. No. We are stuck in a loop, wrong loop. There have been around 60,000 sessions and 8,000 log entries and only 8 password resets. So a bunch of you are using password managers, which is quite amazing. Last thing, we trolled you. We, the Troll Cave, trolled you with a bunch of memes before the actual GPN. And I would like to leave this meme with you for a second, as I thank all the trolls who helped us. Thank you so much. This GPN wouldn't have been able to be this awesome without you. Please give it up for the trolls. And as we are the Troll Cave, I find it only fitting that with my last meme, I'm trolling all of you. I actually posted it. But like, if you read the fine print, you've all just been recrolled. Thank you so much.
Good thing that's not legible on the projector.
So next up is the cert, and I'm going to pick up the person who's presenting cert. Come on, Sophie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ah.
Hi. I'm from CERT. Oh, wait. The spacebar. Yeah. You trust a partner in incident handling. I don't have any clue when we were established, so we left that out. I'm here to present the quarterly business results. So for our main departments here, the medical department. So GPN 19, we had 31 patients and we had an increase to, so this slide is outdated. 76 is now real. For the facility, we had 0 evacuations. So to the person who used the laser cutter minutes ago, nice try. So we have a strong decline here. We have to think what we do with facility. On the technical side, our technical runners were pretty under heavy load. We had, we didn't count it anymore. So basically every few minutes we had to remind the entire GPN to please free up the escape routes. That's nothing we actually wanted to do, but we have to do it. So if you want to help us next year, everything within the black yellow line is space to play. Outside, not. I'm sorry. You want to do the R or A thing again?
Nah, let's skip that.
Oh, please do it.
Let's skip that this time.
Okay. Oh.
Can't control the audience.
Yeah, well. So for our indirect departments, HR, so we have an HR manager. You see the hours of, let's say, worked help here, and we also had an increase there. To acquire new trolls, this was also a little bit more heavy, so we had shifts from 8 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock in the night. So basically, thanks to the bar team who offered us a lot of mate, we got more trolls. This was really helpful. Also, we had yo, we founded a new department, import-export. So basically, the bar ran out of sugar middle in the night on Thursday, and they had no clue where to acquire it, so we did that. Also, you see that we had quite a huge increase in patients. More work, more stuff to be bought, basically. So if you try to find something in Karlsruhe, which is there for first aid, they are out. Also, that means more costs. And thanks to GPN Orga, who, let's say, did all the acquiring and purchasing for us, if you want to help them, please donate them. That's their work. If this was too long didn't read. So again, strong demand increase, our strategy to diversify our, customers worked. In German, also the line of this cab route is simply there and has to be respected. There's also a paragraph of the Chaos Verordnung, please respect it. Facility, as mentioned, we have to see what we do there. Maybe we just strip the department in the future and hope it stays calm. And our third Einkauf and retail team was also quite successful, because it was good. On a purchasing, well, public holiday, what to do? Yeah, so you simply go to the petrol station. Cars have a pretty good first aid kit, and we simply scaled that up. So thanks for purchasing who did the drives, but you get the numbers later. Also thanks to the person who certified us to the awesomeness. So we are now compliant to the awesomeness standard. We try to keep that up next year. Speaking about next year, so we just anticipated that GPN 22 will be a thing. I know that's not yet decided, but we will be there to help you.
It would be awesome to see you in an empty ZKM and AFG just sitting around with nobody around.
That would be perfect. We will bring pizza and have a great time.
Fair point.
Okay, we do that. Okay, so you see that here, the pictures, there is a fire extinguisher in the wall, and now that's hidden, but there's a red sign there, so just keep that open. Red signs are not the stickers we put on our notebooks. And also, if you're drinking coffee, please use a mug. Because we know coffee is a dangerous good, please label it correspondingly. It doesn't make sense to have a mug with acetone laying around. The troll is coming in saying, hey, I want to close this because acetone is not that harmful, but let's close it. And it's hot. Okay, then, to all the technicians of the house, namely Sebastian, Alex, Tobias, thank you for the trusty partnership we had here. We had four amazing days. It was a really good collaboration. So if you're not here, thank you. It was awesome. See you next year. And with that, thanks to the entire second row here, which is just third. Everything was calm. We are out. Bye-bye.
Next up, we have our purchasing department, which was already thanked by Cert just now, but I think they have their own numbers to present.
Yes, hello. So we are purchasing department, so technically we also collide with the POC. So we are POC now because they are after us, so I just claimed the namespace. So to start, this year there was a spontaneous escalation of a cargo bike which has been ridden from Frankfurt down to here by a Entropian. So thanks to Herbert for providing us with this nice cargo bike and also driving it, because I drove it once. It's bad.
Give it up for Herbert.
It's really bad. Like, it's like driving in slush. We used it also for the spontaneous escalation of the medical supplies during our public holiday, where everything is closed except for like oil petrol stations. So now to the, oh God, what is that in English?
traffic violations.
Yes. So, I think those numbers are looking really good. So on the right, you see all accidents.
That's a lot.
So those accidents are only in the purchasing, not at the whole of GPN. That's way more. And on the right side is speeding tickets. Because sometimes the kitchen just needs their stuff quick. So, yes, public holiday again during GPN. So, naturally, in France, there's not a public holiday. So we drove to France. That makes two times a border crossing. And on the same note about public holidays, the number of petrol stations with like a tiny supermarket we raided kinda grew. And as it's extremely hot today and yesterday, water, we have a lot of water, a great amount of water, drink more water. There's water left for the teardown. As you can see on the graph on the right, we got like a lot more water this year, almost like 1.5 cubic meters. And I see that someone snuck in Perlenbacher to the water. So I guess that makes Perlenbacher water now. The Perlenbacher Operation Center is also the POC now. TLDR, we purchased things. Metro's credit margin thingy we got is full. Our accounts are also empty, so event's over.
There's actually one more slide you have missed.
Ah, yes, sorry, I didn't know that this belonged to us. So thanks to all people who spontaneously showed up, sent out by the Trollhöhle, who helped us unload water, supplies, anything, like an insane amount of stuff that we loaded in direct sunlight with 30 degree hot air, physical hard work. So thanks to everyone who helped us there. Thanks a lot.
Next up is kitchen, the people who provided us with nice goulash.
Is anybody from the kitchen here? Well, guess PowerPoint karaoke it is.
Okay, let's go. Let's see how this goes. Kitchen. We did Flammkuchen. I don't actually know what that is in English.
Me neither.
Okay. Flame bread? Okay, let's go with that. You know, the people who actually run this event or do this event, the Entropia, we actually have our own location here in Karlsruhe. And if you would put all the Flammkuchen next to each other, it would be 0.9 of Entropia. So we couldn't go anywhere. So luckily, you all ate them. If you were to fill up the goulash with in chunk cups, reference to the bar, it would be 1,600 chunk cups. We have half a ton of potatoes and...
Metric ton.
Sorry, we don't use imperial tons here.
Could have been a fuck ton
too. A fuck ton and a half a ton of metrical ton, so that would be equivalent. Mm-hmm. And since the opening, there's like people who actually need to clean the dishes, which is not the bestest of job. And to protect you, you have some sort of clothing over your actual clothing. And it was missing since the opening, and 30 hours later, it was finally found. So after then, all trolls were left clean. Next up is the VOC with W for Waffle Operations Center for all the nice waffles. Do we have someone from VOC here?
I don't believe we have anybody who's able to bake waffles here. So I'll just take over and try to say what the VOC wanted us to say.
PowerPoint karaoke part two.
So the Vok had 7 irons to bake waffles in, which were in use from about 3 p.m. until after midnight. They made the dough from 180 kilograms of flour, which should be about half a pallet. There were a lot of different variants of waffles, the classical ones, the vegan ones, the ones without lactose, the ones without gluten, and as well the ones made from croissant, which they are actually quite good, can recommend. And 800 of those croissants were baked into waffles. There were apparently 3 birthdays, which they made like a waffle cake. And they also cooked some potatoes and goulash in the waffle tent, despite the kitchen being right next to the waffle tent. I'm just not going to question that. Next up, we have the breakfast.
Thank you so much. So this time this was the first time we had pre-organized breakfast. So at last time it was pretty spontaneous. This time not so much actually, but still spontaneous because you ate more than we anticipated. And if you would put all the buns together, you would actually form the length of all the whole of the building. And we actually purchased over 100 cucumbers. And it was like still 2 less, and Spark thankfully bought some more. As you could imagine, and as you could hopefully see, there was this kind of voting system that we used. Unfortunately, it's not so well on this image, but you could actually vote on what we should improve on. And for the last time, it was, yesterday,
Spacebar.
Shift spacebar?
Just spacebar.
No, I don't want. I want to go back. I want to go back to the previous slide, parent slide. Thank you. So yesterday it was about more buns variation. It was actually the case today, and then we had this troll today who wanted to know whether the people wanted more trolls, and I don't know why, but he also added something to thank me for organizing, and it was the most put today. So, so that's it. Hopefully, you all got saturated, and now it's time for the cocktail bar.
I tried to give you Sauerland, but I couldn't find any stats on how much alcohol is consumed in the whole of Sauerland, so the best I could do was Moldau. So, in the 3 days you drank as much as 170.89 Moldau's drink in 1 day. And it was the second time we had a cocktail bar. It was a huge success. You drank us completely empty by the end, and you already drank us 2/3 empty on the second day, so we had to improvise a bit and came up on the fly with another cocktail, and this was also a huge success. It only lasted for about an hour. And please give it up. A huge thanks for all the mixologists who helped out behind the bar and made this possible. Thank you.
So, next up is the Chaos Pass. I'm still missing the statistics from them.
Can't deliver.
Oh, thank you very much. That's excellent. Chaos Pass delivered 855 postcards to the default world. Of that, they delivered 664 postcards to Germany and the rest into 28 different countries worldwide. There were 6 brand new postcard designs that were showed off for the first time at GPN, and there were 5 limited hand-painted postcards. 42 awesomeness certificates were delivered to the various OCs and people that were just awesome. And the Chaos Pass had a lot of services in use this time. They had the online office, which was used to submit 260 postcards. They had different serving suggestions, love letters, UV pens, secret messages, and just chaos everywhere. So, going from snail mail to electronic mail, kind of, the knock.
Thank you very much. So, for our work. Okay, so for our work for the internet to be working on GPN, we had some hardware acquired. We had one router, one firewall, 9 servers, 46 switches, 53 access points, and 2 Wi-Fi controllers. The network numbers, we had 3 million routes, around 3 million routes to the internet, 1,705 Wi-Fi clients peak, and 50 gigabits per second traffic peak over the whole event, which leads to about 1 petabyte, so 1,000 terabytes of data coming from the internet and pushing to the internet from this event around day one to an hour ago. So for this network traffic,
Sorry, I just had to do it.
That's totally fine. So for the network traffic, we have a network traffic graph which only covers like Friday. We hadn't had monitoring until Friday in mid-noon, but we started on Friday around 1 p.m. or something. Then the monitoring broke a bit, and after that, it kept running. I don't know where you have been on Saturday, on a night from Friday to Saturday. I don't know. We hadn't like any traffic there, but after that, we from Saturday 3 p.m. we had a constant flow of traffic going on. For the Wi-Fi clients, looks like you come and go. So looks like you come and go. We have around 2 or 3 hours of 2 or 3 hours of less people being around here, and for the rest, a bunch of people are there and logged into our Wi-Fi. But we can see that already a bunch of people left GPN, so it's more important for the rest remaining here to help with teardown, which is already running outside. We got support from various sponsors, from Flex Optics, from HCD Consulting, who provided the optics, our fiber optics, and at our router. Support from every other OC, which helped us out. We had, we were missing network cables, so VOC helped out, the Troll Desk with Avara and with Zidri, which gave us shifts and gave us people who helped us with our work. And then Alma sitting there and Avara for fixing of the internet on day one. So in the morning of day one, you see it there. So Alma sitting on our router fixing our internet. Then next to the POC.
Well, that's fitting.
I think it's working. I try my best to do it in English. We placed about 16 DECT antennas around the building and inside it. There will be registered 452 DECT devices. Thank you for using the self-registration process for the most of them. We had on-site 4 telephony PBXs, thank you. 2 of them virtual servers, and 2 of them are in flight cases placed in ZCAM and 1 in
HFG.
Yeah, thank you. Some fun facts. On the first day, there come some people and want to send faxes. Okay. We tried to work on it. Someone sent successfully faxes. Really nice to know. We walked around the building everywhere to get our antennas connected, and we walked away of 600,000 decked lengths. we found out that some of you have metal decks, really much of them. We don't know about it, but there are some models from really much countries, and all of them have a different firmware. It's really hard to connect them to the PBX. The longest antenna cableway goes through four cable rooms on three floors, and to make the build-up a little bit
spannend,
interesting,
exciting.
We put two port Doppler on this cableway. But the good thing, all of the antennas are working. This is a snippet of our monitoring in Grafana. The points will be switched to red if some antenna will be go down. Yeah. There you see the 15 antennas inside the building on three floors, and one of them outside. It's not a tree, it's behind the kitchen. Yeah.
Next up, we move on from phones to video, to the Video Operations Center, which I'm going to present. We had one lucky cat which had to have surgery during the event, but as far as I know, it's working again. We had 128 recording tickets, of which we staged and like recorded 91. The total duration of recordings was 81 hours and 32 minutes. We are about 85% done with the releasing of the recordings. We are working on getting that number as high as possible for Teardown concludes. We had a lot of trolls working a lot of hours in all the different stages to get the video recordings working. We also had a few special things. We had the demo show, which got a high-quality stream for the first time ever. We had zero complete crashes, but some technical issues. We had a total of four backups over different systems that we used to record the demo show, leaving us with 293 gigabytes of audio and video data to process. And it's sadly not the only repair job still left to do. It'll take some time to release the last few talks. We had a graph of viewers.
Oh.
Are we going to finish like all the letters at some point? We also had a graph with our storage. Turns out that GPN 21 at the end, with all of the main recordings, the backups recordings, the encoded video files, etc., took up about 5 terabytes of data on our systems. Next up. next up, we have a few things from our decoration team, which is not here.
No,
so,
no.
Oh, they are here.
Hello. A random stranger, Madonius, showed up in the hackerspace of Ghent and said, "We always miss decoration." And then suddenly I got in over my head. We got half a kilometer of UV tape on the walls. We used 150 watts of UV lights. And everybody got really pissed I stole all their pallets. That's about it. I hope to see you again at camp with way too many UV tape.
We also have a photo of what the UV tape looks like if you press the space bar. That's some of the art that people made in the HFG.
That person made those two things.
Yep.
And, yes.
She did an amazing job.
It looks amazing if you have a chance to look at it before we tear it all down, but I think we've already started
it. It's all gone.
So. Sorry, aww, you missed it.
It took 1.5 hours for, I think, 17 people to get it off, which is way better than getting it on there. Also, it only took one person to cover a lot of paint.
So yeah.
But it's all gone again.
Let's move on to the next OC.
And I would like to welcome the launch and launch control. The stage is yours.
Yes, hello. We are launch control. I'm a bit tired, sorry. It was late yesterday. We organized two stages, the launch and the kitchen stage. The graphic is a bit fucked up, but it's okay. We have some numbers for you. We had on the launch stage, we had 22 DJ artists and acts, from which seven were with live music and 15 DJs. And we had 8 different VJ artists who made the visuals. And 4 newcomers, really, really nice. We had a content runtime on the launch stage of roughly about 32 hours. So in 3 days, I think that's roughly 10 hours per day. It's really good. On the kitchen stage, which was the small stage outside on the kitchen, we had 7 artists and many, many more on the open stage, which I couldn't count. And we had 10 days plus roughly about 10 hours plus roughly about 15 hours runtime on there. Yes. And we had a minimum of 1 mosh pit. Yeah. And yes. Mainly a huge thank you for the lounge technician team who made this all possible, and also the house technicians. The cert already thanked them, but I really want to bring it up again. And thanks to everyone who made the lounge this crazy thing of experience for us.
So, that concludes our infrastructure review. We're not quite done yet, though, because we also have an infrastructure review with some nice graphs for you.
Not yet, but prepare.
In the past years, we've always had exactly one infrastructure review at the end of each GPN. We are continuing that trend so far, but we are going to monitor it and figure out if next year might be different. I think it's now our turn to hand over the microphone to whoever is doing the closing. We originally planned this to be the OEV, the Obelix Ersatzvortragende vom Dienst, but it turns out that Obelix actually did reappear, so...
Yeah, I was asleep a little bit, but I have no idea, I have not seen the slides yet.
Excellent, more PowerPoint karaoke.
So it's gonna be fun. So, I'm already, expecting some bigger donuts for those who have been at the opening, but let's see if something happens. I'm watching you two there, you're dangerous. Okay, welcome to the closing. I'm confused. Yeah, I think I... An hour ago. I'm confused. Please help.
Oh, no, you moved too far.
I moved to the end. Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you.
You have to press space.
Space, okay, I think I pressed umlaut, sorry. So we are doing the dismantling. Dismantling is very important because there are no magic trolls that come when you go. So we need you to stay and help a little bit. I think it's also part of the event. We want GPN to be something where everybody feels at home and we do things together, we hack together, we build up together, we sweat together outside, and we also then clean up and tear down together. It's quite important to drink a lot of water. You have seen we have bought a lot of water, so please drink all of it, and you will see people with these construction shirts in orange colors that will be able to instruct you if you want to help something. So it'll be like, take this and put this here, or take that or put that there. Spacebar. Feedback? Oh yeah, you can give feedback, which is really important for us, because we want to know what you liked. We also want to know what you didn't like. Please provide feedback in a civilized manner. There is this postcard from the C3 post office that says, online sind wir asozial, draußen sind wir normal, oder sowas, something like that. Please be nice in the feedback. Please remind yourself that this is not like some kind of thing you buy at the supermarket. This is an event which is run by other humans, by trolls, who put in a lot of passion into this event to make it like it is now. That doesn't mean that it has to stay like this. That doesn't mean that if you didn't like something, that someone explicitly made it to bother you. So if there is something that you think can be improved, please write it. If something was really nice, please write it as well. So that is quite important. Ah, there were some notes even. I think I didn't miss of them. But there are more events coming up. GPN is one event, but the chaos is decentralized in Germany and the surrounding states. And so I want to point your attention to the WOMP at the Westwoods 2023 camp, which will be end of this month. The IGER, the Intergalaktische Erfahrungsreise in Bamberg, the FrostCon, yeah, this is all a bit new to me. I've just woken up, you know. There is FrostCon, there is CCC camp, there is MRMCD. So just look up in, on the internet. I'm sure you all have been there already. The different events, and attend and troll and help them. So maybe you will not be able to troll them because they don't have any trolls, but you can do other kind of helping work. Spenden. Spenden is very important. We said that it is pay what you can. Spenden means donation for those who don't have a good German vocabulary. So, 42 euros of recommended donation. You can still donate. You can even donate at night or tomorrow or in 2 weeks. But maybe it's better to do it today because otherwise you might forget it. You can also send us more money. You can send us all your money. We will even give you a Spendenbescheinigung, which is a donation receipt. So please look up this website for more information. You can also, I think, still donate in cash there. And if you donate more, that means that you also somehow buy the ticket for someone. Ticket, I don't want a ticket. You donate for someone else as well, because there are a lot of staff and people and folks who don't have, who have less financial possibilities. And they still want to attend the event. So if you donate more, you're donating a little bit for them, so it's also possible for them to attend. We want to say thank you to Zgame and HFG for hosting us here at the Hallenbau. We want to thank, obviously, all active trolls, all suppliers who have been coming and going on a daily basis. I think we're still having a lot of fun with Metro for the payment processing of all the food we bought, because some related financial institution, which shall be renamed unnamed, has stopped processing our payments. So it's a bit weird. Even though we have the money, it can't get there, but we already have all the food and you already ate all the food. But this sounds like a Monday problem to me, so it's not for today. And obviously, thank you to all of the OCs. I don't know how much OCs we have. It's been so much. It's been growing over the many GPN. And thank you, of course, to all of the attendees and participants. And so thank you to all of you. So if you leave, it's quite important. We already said it before. There's the Gulasch Express Ersatzverkehr, which is a really nice German word. Use it to go to the train station, maybe plan in a bit more lead time. I don't know how crowded it will be. But if you miss your train, you can like come back and help more dismantling. So don't worry. There's always something to do here. Yeah, plan enough time. It's all on the slides, even in German. So in case you don't speak English, it's all there. I think that was it. Thank you very much.
Last but not least, we're going to review our closing. We had a closing. That's it. Goodbye.